For over 50 years, they redefined rock. The spirit lives on.
Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson. Rush. Live 50-something tour. Sign up for pre-sale access at Ticketmaster. Legends don't stop. They evolve. Rush.
Sick of procurement bottlenecks? Get the cure with Bill Procurement. Bill is the all-in-one platform trusted by nearly 500,000 businesses to simplify their financial operations. And now they've introduced Bill Procurement, which pairs seamlessly with accounts payable to automate procure-to-pay workflows in one place. Every step, from submitting a purchase request to reconciling payment, happens in Bill Procurement, so your business keeps moving and growing. Score $200 when you see Bill Procurement in action with a demo. Go to bill.com/procurement200. bill.com/procurement200.
This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Lots of Lori Vallow Daybell's friends or former friends have been testifying this week in her murder trial. I think one of the most disturbing things about all of that is just how many people seem to go along with this and drink the Kool-Aid until it got really, really dark. April Raymond was one of Lori's close friends at that time in Hawaii. She provided an in-depth testimony about her experiences and interactions with Lori, shedding light on her changing beliefs and behavior over the years. She testified this afternoon, and the following is an account of how that went. April Raymond and Lori Vallow Daybell first met at a church in Hawaii in 2016. They quickly became friends. They celebrated holidays together. Their children played together. Lori was the primary president at that church, and she asked Raymond to be one of her counselors. They planned activities for the kids, spent time together outside of church, going on walks, shopping. In February of 2019, Lori unexpectedly called Raymond, saying she was in Hawaii with her daughter, Tylee, and was leaving her husband, Charles. Lori and Tylee stayed with Raymond for a while, during which Lori made startling revelations about her beliefs and her husband. Lori claimed Charles was no longer himself, but had turned into a demon named Ned Schneider. She said they were getting a divorce and that she was done with her son, JJ, who was with Charles at the time. Lori's evolving beliefs continued to be a topic of discussion during her time with Raymond. In 2019, she claimed to be a goddess and spoke of light and dark scales. She attributed her changing beliefs to experiences that she had in the temple and a group of like-minded people that she had found. These beliefs included multiple lives and the existence of zombies. They were not part of the teachings of the church that they attended together. The trial also revealed that Lori and her friend Melanie Gibb were part of a podcast group that included Zulema Pastenis, Jason Moe, Thor, and Chad Daybell. Lori's interactions with the group seemed to have played a significant role in her evolving belief system. During her visit to Hawaii, Raymond felt that Lori and Gibb were subtly trying to groom her to join their group and adopt their new beliefs, but Raymond wasn't very interested. Lori's strange behavior continued as she claimed to be the leader of the 144,000 and said she was in Hawaii to gather Raymond. She wanted Raymond to leave her children and join her, stating that she had fulfilled her role in their lives and now had a great mission to fulfill. Lori also mentioned that Charles had hired a private investigator to follow her and she had misled him about her whereabouts to avoid being served divorce papers. During their time together, Lori, Raymond, and Gibb went out to lunch and dinner. And once such outing, Lori revealed that she had discovered evidence of Charles having an affair. So she canceled his flight, credit card, and moved his truck from the airport parking lot. She also showed Raymond an email Charles had sent her family pleading for help and asked Raymond to not respond to him if he reached out. Throughout the trial, the witnesses have provided a disturbing picture of Lori Vallow Daybell's life and beliefs, with each testimony revealing more unsettling details. The trial continues. Further revelations are expected to emerge, shedding more light on the tragic events surrounding the deaths of her children and her former husband.
This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
You want an ad-free version? You can get it through Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Just become a premium subscriber over there. They'll get access to all of our podcasts, all ad-free. You can binge away right now. How nice would that be? Be sure to press subscribe regardless wherever you're at so you don't miss any breaking updates, discussions, and courtroom audio as we give it to you. My name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.